The news from this year's Best Places to Work in the Federal Government list is not that great. It shows federal employees' morale at the lowest point in the last 11 years. But it's not all doom and gloom, and there are some encouraging signs. The Surface Transportation Board was number one among smaller agencies on this year's list. That's what, according to employee rankings. How they do it? Well, for some answers, we turn to the STB chairman, Daniel Elliott. He joins me now. Mr. Elliott, great to have you on.
Thank you very much.
So what is it about the Surface Transportation Board that manages to get these scores year after year?
I think it's a matter of having very good people, just good people by nature, and also smart people at the same time, and giving them the opportunity to own their work, not over micromanage, and just a very good environment for the employees here.
I guess it's probably a good idea to review what the Surface Transportation Board does, because you're just not as famous as the national, is the airline, you know, the people that look at the aircraft crashes.
Sure. We're probably better known as the Interstate Commerce Commission. It was eliminated in 96, and we took over many of their roles. Essentially, we're the economic regulator of the nation's freight railroads. We do have some jurisdiction over Amtrak as far as their on-time performance, and we do have various other transportation matters that we look into, like some maritime and some pipeline.
All right, and how big is the, how many people have you got?
We're relatively small. We have about 140, give or take.
Well, that's very tiny in terms of federal agencies. And how does the staff break down in terms of people that are professional experts on a particular thing they're looking about at or versus people that are administrative?
I'd say a very large number. I don't have the exact number offhand, but I would say approaching 75%.
Or on the professional side?
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right, and so give us an idea of where they are. Is everybody concentrated at headquarters, or are you, you know, scattered, a lot of remote offices, or maybe even teleworkers?
We have one office here in Washington in Southwest, so everyone is here. We do have a telework policy that permits people to telework once or twice a week, depending on their situation.
All right, and do you have that open office type of feeling with hoteling and open floor plans with, I don't know, whatever they do nowadays in offices, not like when I came up through the ranks?
Yeah, we're more of a traditional office. We have a lot of lawyers and economists, and so they all have their own, for the most part, have their own offices, and we feel that's very important to allow them to do their work because it's just very focused and requires some personal space.
Yeah, that might be the key to the whole game, is giving people back the space they used to have.
Yeah, no, it's very nice.
All right, and so tell us about the workload. What kind of, how intense can it be for the STB?
Yes, it's been a very intense year this year. There's been a lot of service issues in the rail network, so that's increased our workload. We are a complaint-driven agency, so we only act when there's complaints, so we don't have a lot of control over our workload. But we have about 150 new cases a year. We put out 600 to 800 decisions a year, and we probably handle anywhere from 1,200 to 1,400 informal matters a year. So this has been an extremely busy year, especially because we've had some very large, complex cases coming in all at the same time.
Tell us about a couple of those so we get an idea of what it is you have to deal with.
One of the things that we do is we regulate the rates of the railroads when there is no competition. So what we do is determine whether, first, whether there is competition, and then second, whether the rates themselves are reasonable. Some of those cases can be incredibly complex, dealing with as many as 100 different routes. And essentially what the party has to do is create a hypothetical railroad, which you can imagine is very difficult and complicated and requires a lot of expertise.
So it's not people complaining about, like, the same train blows its whistle every day at 11 o'clock going by the house, that kind of thing.
Fortunately, that's not within our jurisdiction.
That's good.
But we do take those complaints informally.
All right. Well, I won't bother to call then. We're speaking with Daniel Elliott. He is the chairman of the Surface Transportation Board and the top of the list of best places to work among small agencies for 2014. And like a lot of indies, you've got a presidentially appointed board, and then there's a professional staff that works underneath that board. What kind of interaction is there among the staff and the appointed board members?
I can't speak as much for the other members, although we are briefed on a regular basis about each of the cases and other things that are going on at the agency. I have made an effort since I've come here to try to walk amongst the employees and engage in, you know, just not as much work conversation, but some personal conversation, and on occasion go down and chat with them about cases.
And I know you have some commissioners that maybe, I'm looking at your own, you know, mini bio here, and you were as Associate General Counsel to the United Transportation Union. So there are people on different sides of the politics, if that even applies here, as there are on other boards. Do the commissioners get along with each other better than some of the other boards?
Yeah, we seem to get along great. It's not a real political board. Although there are two Democrats and one Republican, the issues themselves don't lend themselves to the partisan nature of politics. They're usually more geographical.
I'm surprised, though, just as an aside, that there's all that much transportation competition in the country that still exists.
There's considerable competition amongst the railroads. You know, there's a lot of situations where two railroads serve the same area, although there's a debatable number where there isn't competition amongst the railroads. But then you also can throw in the trucks, which create competition in certain situations for the railroads. But there are certain products like coal and some chemicals that just don't lend, and grain, which really just don't lend themselves to other types of transportation. So in those situations, a lot of times the railroads do have the only way to get their goods to market.
And is there an administrative head of the agency that kind of runs things day to day, a director of operations or something like that, in addition to the commissioners themselves?
Sure.
Board members?
As the chairman, I'm the administrative head of the agency, but we do have a managing director here that certainly is quite good at keeping track of the day-to-day matters.
And so I imagine, given the economists and other experts that you have that are subject matter experts, there must be pretty long tenured people there, too.
Oh, we have an extremely good retention rate. In fact, we've had three retirements this year. All three had 40 years or more.
Wow. Well, that is a good a long time. And they don't quite go back to steam engines, but almost. And so, by the way, while we have you, you mentioned Amtrak comes into your purview or your jurisdiction occasionally. What are the issues surrounding that come to the STB?
We work on a couple issues, on-time performance, whether the trains are running on time. By law, there is a requirement that the freight railroads provide them preference when they are traveling the Amtrak trains.
It doesn't feel like that way sometimes.
I've heard that before. And so we keep an eye on that, and we also have been monitoring and are involved in how the states fund or take part in the funding of Amtrak and their parts in it.
All right. Sounds like a pretty busy board, even though it's not real big.
Yeah, it's very, very busy.
And how did you celebrate with employees the fact that you were at the top of the list once again for best places to work?
Sometimes we give them a half day off, but this year it fell right in the holiday season, so we will figure out a better way to do it this year.
Or maybe you can just charter a couple of cars on the Amtrak, take everybody to New York and back, and have hot dogs on board.
That would be nice.
All right. Daniel Elliott is chairman of the Surface Transportation Board. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on the ranking.
All right. Thank you very much.